content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be continuing our readings that we have for the last several episodes from the book How to Save Money Book for Families That Want More. 222 smart money saving tips to cut costs, stretch income, and build financial freedom without sacrificing joy. And as we continue our readings, we are under Chapter 13, Environmental Savings or Green Living, and we will resume our readings with Section 7, Shop Secondhand Before Buying New. Before buying something new, primarily clothes, furniture, or toys, check thrift stores, online marketplaces, or swaps. Why this works? Secondhand finds cost up to 90% less than new items, and most are in excellent condition. It also reduces demand for new production. And how to do it? Well, start by creating a list of needs for your family. Check Facebook Marketplace, local consignment shops, or thrift stores. Ask friends if they're decluttering. Swap with neighbors or school parents, and use the savings to help build that emergency fund. Section 8, cook more plant-based meals weekly. Cut down on meat a few times a week and try plant-based meals. It's cheaper and often healthier. Plant-based meals like lentil soup or bean tacos cost less and use fewer resources. Even one meatless night per week saves families $20 to $40 a month. And pick one night for Meatless Monday. Plan meals using beans, tofu, pasta, or grains. Try new recipes with your kids. Batch cook plant-based meals for lunch. And track the cost difference to help you stay motivated. Section 9. Use cloth diapers or reusables for babies. Consider cloth diapers or hybrid reusable systems to save money and reduce landfill waste. Disposable diapers cost up to $900 per year per child. Cloth systems can cost as little as $300 and be reused for future children. Start with a small set of cloth diapers to give it a try. Use reusable wipes or liners to simplify that cleanup. Wash every 2 to 3 days in warm water. Mix with disposables for travel or daycare. And resell or donate once your child outgrows them. Section 10. Cut phantom energy with smart plugs. Use smart plugs or timers to shut off electronics that use energy even when off, like TVs, game consoles, or chargers. Phantom power can cost $100+ per year. Smart plugs cut power at the source, reducing your hydro bill and power bill without needing daily effort. Identify devices left plugged in all day. Plug them into smart plugs or power strips. Set timers to turn off overnight or while you're at work. Group entertainment systems or home offices together. And then review your savings after 2 to 3 billing cycles. And now we'll move into Chapter 14, titled Technology and Devices. Section 1. Buy refurbished or gently used technology. Before buying new, check for certified, refurbished, or pre-owned phones, tablets, or laptops. you'll get a like-new function at a fraction of the cost. Brand-new tech depreciates fast. Refurbished models often cost 30 to 50% less, include warranties, and function nearly identical to those new models. And how to do it? Check trusted retailers like Apple Refurbished, Best Buy, or Back Market. Look for, quote, certified refurbished with at least 90-day warranties. Compare the specs. Often, last year's model is more than enough. And save the difference for future upgrades. Section 2, share a family cell plan. Combine phone lines into one family plan to cut your monthly bill and simplify management. Family plans often offer multi-line discounts, shared data, and better deals on new devices. Splitting individual lines can cost 25 to 40% more each month. And how to do that? You can start by comparing plans from your provider versus the competitors. Bundle multiple family members under one account. Choose shared data with alerts to avoid overages. And revisit that plan annually as your needs change. Section 3. Delay device upgrades strategically. Resist upgrading phones or gadgets every 1 to 2 years unless necessary. Stretching each device life saves hundreds annually. And why this works? Most phones and laptops last 3 to 5 years with proper care. Upgrading only when performance drops prevents wasteful spending on minor improvements. And how to do it? Protect devices with good cases and those screen protectors. Replace batteries or storage before replacing the whole device. Skip upgrade promos unless your current device is actually broken. And reframe newer as, quote, nice to have, not, quote, need to have. Section 4. Limit in-app purchases with controls. Set parental controls to block or require approval for all in-app purchases, especially on games, entertainment, or kids' apps. Why this works? In-app spending can sneak up on families. Without realizing it, a few $3 to $10 weekly charges add up to hundreds per year. And how to do it? Enable parental controls on each child's device. Require password or fingerprint to approve purchases. Turn off one-click repayment features. Section 5. Use free or discounted software alternatives. Instead of expensive programs, explore free or discounted software for school, work, and creativity. Many paid tools have free or open source equivalents, such as Canva, GIMP, Google Docs, etc. Switching saves money with little trade-off in quality. And how to do it? Identify your top three most used tools. Search for free versions or alternatives. Ask your child's school or employer for licensed discounts. And uninstall unused software to avoid clutter and fees. Section 6. Set data usage alerts and limits. Avoid surprise phone bills by monitoring and limiting mobile data usage across your family's devices. Why this works? Streaming video and games eat up data fast. Data overages can add $50+ per month, more than many families expect or even notice. And how to do that? Well, start by logging into your provider's app and enable usage alerts. Turn off background data on apps. encourage Wi-Fi use at home or school, and use, quote, data saver modes and set daily caps on phones. Section 7, bundle internet, TV, and phone for savings. If you use multiple home services, look into bundling them with one provider for a discount. Then, make sure you evaluate that annually. And why this works? Bundling can save $20 to $50 per month and simplify billing. Providers offer better retention, deals for bundled customers, but you must ask. And how to do it? Compare unbundled versus bundled pricing across providers. Ask for retention offers if you're already a customer. Cut channels or features you don't need. Set a reminder to renegotiate yearly. Section 8. Rotate streaming services monthly. Instead of subscribing to multiple services at once, rotate through them monthly based on what your family wants to watch. Why this works? Most people use only one to two platforms at a time. Rotating avoids paying for services you're not using, saving you around $10 to $30 per month easily. Pick one streaming service per month. Pause or cancel others via your app settings. Track which platform has your current favorite shows. Share your rotation plan with your family. And consider using free streaming options as well. Section 9. Repair devices before replacing. Fix cracked screens, replace batteries, or upgrade storage instead of tossing out broken or sluggish devices. A $60 to $100 repair can give another year or two of use, avoiding a $600 to $1,200 replacement. Repairs are more affordable than you think. Check the warranty or insurance first. Get quotes from local shops or manufacturer repair programs. Look up DIY fixes for those simple repairs. Backup data regularly in case that repair fails. And compare repair costs to device value before deciding. Section 10. Use screen time apps to improve focus and reduce cost. Install screen time management apps to help your family use devices intentionally and reduce overuse of paid content or impulse shopping. Screen time is linked to impulse spending, sleep problems, and digital clutter. Managing usage builds better habits and cuts tech-related cost. How to do it? Use built-in tools like Apple Screen Time or Google Family Link. Set app timers or daily usage goals. Turn off non-essential notifications. Review weekly usage reports as a family. And replace excess screen time with cost-free fun like books or games. Well, we all need to do more of that. Chapter 15, Insurance Optimization Beyond Home and Auto. Section 1, Compare Term Life Insurance Options Every Few Years. If it's been a while, revisit your life insurance. Rates drop as the market changes or as your health improves. Many people stick with their first policy without comparison. But just like refinancing a mortgage, switching term policies can reduce premiums by 10 to 30%. Request update quotes from 2 to 3 providers. Use an online broker to save time. Compare not just cost, but length and benefits. Lock in fixed rates while you're healthy. And cancel old policies only after new ones are active. Section 2. Opt for term life over whole life. Choose term life insurance to get higher coverage for a lower premium, especially while your kids are still financially dependent. Term life costs far less than whole life. You can invest the difference yourself while still covering your family's needs. And how to do it? Decide how many years of coverage you need, such as until the kids finish school. Calculate the amount to cover debts, education, and income replacement. Choose a reputable insurer offering low rates for 20 to 30 year terms, and reassess after major life events. Section 3. Use your workplace benefits first. Maximize dental, vision, and life insurance offered through your employer. It's often cheaper than buying your own policy. Group benefits typically cost less and include built-in subsidies. You're already paying for them. Make the most of what's available. And how to do it? Review your employee benefits booklet annually. Use preventive dental and vision visits to avoid higher costs later. Opt into extra coverage if rates are competitive, and combine with a spouse's plan for better reimbursement. Section 4. Bundle health, life, and travel with one provider. Group multiple personal policies like dental, life, and travel insurance with the same provider to access those discounts and streamline the management. While this works, insurers often reward loyalty and multi-policy holders with 5 to 15% in savings. It also reduces paperwork and renewal stress. How to do it? List your existing policies and providers. Get quotes from insurers offering multi-policy discounts. Ensure you're not duplicating your coverage, and consolidate only if it improves the value and the terms. Section 5. Only buy what you need today. Avoid paying for features or riders that don't apply to your current life stage or income level. Extra bells and whistles like child riders or hospital cash can quietly add up. Tailoring your policy saves money and focuses protection where it matters. And how to do it? Review optional add-ons with a broker. Ask, what real risk am I covering here? Cancel unneeded riders after kids grow or debts shrink, and keep policies lean and adjustable. Section 6. Check for duplicate travel coverage. Before buying travel insurance, check if your credit card or workplace benefits already cover you for medical or trip cancellation. Why this works? Many families double pay for coverage they already have, especially for common trips. Verifying this in advance saves $50 to $300 per vacation. Review credit card benefits for trips and emergency medical. Check your employer health plan for travel coverage. Only purchase extra coverage if needed for age, activities, or duration, and carry documentation while traveling. Section 7. Review critical illness or disability needs annually. These policies can be crucial, but are often misunderstood. Review your needs once a year, especially after job or health changes. Life circumstances evolve. You may be underinsured or paying for more than you need now. Adjusting keeps you aligned and reduces waste. And how to do it? List all those monthly expenses that your income supports. Estimate how much would be needed if you couldn't work. Review your workplace disability policy, then fill in gaps if needed. And only keep critical illness coverage if it offers clear value. Section 8. use an insurance broker site. Don't go it alone. Use a broker or quote comparison site to find the better and best prices and terms. Brokers work for you, not the insurer. They shop around multiple companies and explain confusing terms. Comparison tools reveal better rates quickly. How to do it? For brokers specializing in family and life insurance, use trusted sites like RateHub, Policy Advisor, or Insurance Hotline. Ask detailed questions about renewal terms and exclusions. Choose based on service, not just price. Section 9, schedule a biannual policy audit. Block off 30 minutes twice a year to review all your personal insurance, what you're paying, what's covered, and what's changed. Your life evolves quickly, but your policies probably haven't. Regular audits keep you protected and prevent spending on outdated coverage. And how to do that? Use a simple checklist of life, dental, disability, and travel plans. Mark policy anniversaries in your calendar. Ask yourself, is this still relevant? And cut, adjust, or renew as needed. Section 10, add beneficiaries and emergency contacts. Ensure all insurance policies list correct beneficiaries and up-to-date emergency contacts, especially after major life changes. Why this works? Outdated information can delay payouts or cause legal stress. Keeping details current avoids costly probate and confusion for your loved ones. How to do that? Review beneficiary names once a year, births, deaths, divorce, etc. Confirm that each insurer's contact info is correct. Designate secondary beneficiaries where possible, and keep a physical and digital copy for your records. Now we'll move into Chapter 16, Household Supplies and Cleaning. We'll start off in Section 1, Make Your Own All-Purpose Cleaner. Skip pricey name brand sprays. Mix basic ingredients at home to create a safe, effective, and all-purpose cleaner. DIY cleaners cost just pennies per bottle. Vinegar, baking soda, and lemon juice can clean most surfaces while eliminating harsh chemicals. How to do it? Mix 1 cup white vinegar and 1 cup water in a spray bottle. Well, that's simple enough. Add a few drops of essential oil like lemon or lavender. Use on countertops, windows, and bathroom surfaces. Be sure to label the bottle and keep it in your cleaning caddy and refill as needed. Easy and eco-friendly. Section 2. Replace paper towels with reusable cloths. Stop buying paper towels every few weeks. Use reusable cloths or cut-up t-shirts instead. Families spend $100 per year on paper towels. Reusables last for years, create less waste, and are just as effective. Buy a stack of microfiber cloths or cut old towels. Store them in a basket under the sink. Use for spills, dusting, and countertops. Toss used ones in a dirty bin for weekly laundry, and save paper towels for only greasy or guest usage. Section 3, buy cleaning products in bulk. Purchase more significant quantities of detergent, soap, and toilet paper to reduce costs per use and trips to the store. Bulk buying can save 20 to 40% compared to smaller packaging. Fewer trips also reduce impulse spending. And how to do it? Choose warehouse stores or online bulk suppliers. Stick to non-perishables you use regularly. Store extras in a labeled closet bin. Keep one bottle in use and refill from the big jug. And share a membership with your friends to help split the cost. Section 4, simplify with fewer specialized products. You don't need a different cleaner for every room. Use versatile products that clean multiple surfaces. Specialty items cost more and clutter your cabinets. Multi-use products reduce waste, decision, fatigue, and spending. And how to do that? Choose one good all-purpose cleaner and one disinfectant. Test them in your bathroom, kitchen, and floors. Eliminate duplicates over time. Track what truly gets used. And make a minimalist list before you restock. Section 5, use half the recommended detergent. Cut your laundry or dish detergent usage in half. Most machines work just as well with less. Manufacturers recommend more than necessary to sell faster. Using half extends your supply and avoids soap buildup. Mark a lower fill line on your detergent cap. Try half loads and track cleaning results. Use warm, not hot, water to boost cleaning. Clean your machine filter regularly for efficiency and adjust up only if needed. Section 6, reuse spray bottles for refills. Don't toss spray bottles. Refill them with concentrates or homemade cleaners to reduce plastic waste and cost. Why this works? Refillable bottles save $3 to $6 per product and reduce packaging waste. Concentrates also stretch much further per use. How to do it? Wash and label empty bottles, mix water with a concentrate or DIY cleaner, store backups in a cabinet for convenience, teach kids how to refill safely, and avoid single-use cleaning pods or disposable sprays. Number 7, use a cleaning schedule to avoid overbuying. Create a simple weekly cleaning schedule to prevent panic buying and overuse of products. Without a plan, people overclean or duplicate efforts, using up supplies faster than needed. A routine saves time, money, and energy. Well, we're out of time again for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.